G'day, how are you? Yeah, I do.
Actually,
where's Techno Park
in Williamstown? You know where the J. Grey Reserve is on the Corroy Creek?
Yeah.
Or where there's some mobile tanks. On the creek, and it's just that used to be the Williamstown Migrant Hostel.
Yeah, Wiltona.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was Williamstown, then Altona, and then Wiltona. So people still live in the Wiltona buildings.
Yep.
And have lived there ever since, you know. Some of my neighbours have been there for 25
years.
That's
where you are.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
And then in May, our council all of a sudden sent a letter to everyone saying, you've got to leave today. You can't live here because of the zoning that's been the same since 1988.
It's dirty.
It's horrible. It's really horrible. And they've been...
They're not public housing. These are privately
owned.
That's
right. They're privately owned. There's renters and owner-occupiers, and they told everyone to get out. We put our petition in to stop the eviction of Techno Park and got a response from the council back in October. What they responded was basically nothing about the content of their petition. The council officers just advised that the council kick us out in May of 2024. And they also announced that they weren't going to be answering any more questions to the public about Techno Park because of legal sensitivity, apparently. And for the same reason, they said the councillors would hold their vote on kicking us out in May next year in secret, which is what they did. So councillors agreed to kick us out in May, and we don't know who agreed to and who voted against it. That's all... private information, apparently, and since then they've said they won't answer any public questions. We keep asking them. We keep asking questions that don't even mention Techno Park, about the safety of the tank farm that it turns out is empty next to Techno Park, you know, for the children's soccer ground that's on the opposite border, for the Corroy Creek, which is on the adjacent border of the tank farm. They won't answer any of those questions. We've asked about the Hobson's Bay Caravan Park, which was on industrial land down the street from us for 40 years and permitted by the council, why they allowed that if they're saying now all of a sudden we have been there for more than 30 years, can't remain, and they won't answer that question.
Just on another level, if they're privately owned properties, are they going to actually pay you to go?
No.
The other thing is, I noticed that there was a councillor from another council who put in an advisory regarding a method of overlay that would bypass the problems that your council has.
That's right. Oh, in Abbotsford, so Councillor Stephen Jolly, who's from the city of Yarra here, actually, was involved in a similar issue in the city of Yarra, where there were some people living in Abbotsford in townhouses built in an industrial area. And eventually the outcome was that the council put a planning amendment to the state government to put what's called a specific controls overlay. It basically means that they don't have to change the zoning of the area. They can just make an exception for those buildings to have people remaining living in them. Our council could certainly do that. But actually, even simpler than that, what we've recently learned is that we very likely had existing use rights. You know, the right to continue to live there because it has been residential for so long, and that what the council has done, instead of asking us to apply for them to affirm our existing use rights, which they could have done, and which many councils have the form on their website to do, not Hobson's Bay Council, they could have asked us to make those applications, and that would have solved their zoning problem.
Do you have any suspicions about why your council is doing this? I know they're just suspicions.
It's very hard to understand, really, what they're trying to achieve and why now. I mean, all that we can understand is that, you know, we're next to some land owned by Mobil that had a tank farm on it that is now no longer, you know, going to be operational. Mobil said in a community session, in fact, that they're going to start pulling those tanks down next year and may then sell off the land. So all I can understand is that they don't want us getting in the way of some other big development on the site next door.
So they didn't initiate it?
No, the councillors didn't initiate it. It was the Hobson's Bay Council officers. They say, you know, it's just regular kind of enforcement, like giving a parking ticket, which in some ways, technically, perhaps it is. But it's so not that, because they've enabled people to live on, you know, on this site for decades before that. So, and of course, their enforcement is not a parking ticket. It's the displacement of 100 people from their homes, you know, and mostly people who really won't have anywhere else to go. Technopark has a lot of older people in their 70s who own their property outright, who would never be able to get another mortgage, you know, or afford a rental on a pension, you know. And it's a very close-knit community that means that people are able to live independently because they have one another. I was saying the CEO of Hobsons Bay Council could have at any time intervened and put a stop to it. So whether or not he's initiated it, I don't know, but he's certainly kept it going.
And you're not planning on leaving?
We're not planning on leaving, no.